Romans chapter number 4, verses 16 and 17. We'll start with the two scriptures. Now, I'm going to give you in a point form how to walk in the blessing of the Lord. Now, let us look at this scripture. It says, the promise depends on faith so that it can be experienced as a grace gift. The promise depends on faith so that it can be experienced as a free gift or as a grace gift. Now, point number one, how to walk in the blessing. The blessing promise can only be realized by faith. Now, this is something that we have to settle right from the outset. The blessing promise can only be realized by faith. Why? Because it is a free gift from God. It is unearned, undeserved, and unmerited. The blessing can only be realized, experienced. It can only manifest in our lives only by faith. Now, verse number 17, it says, that's what the scripture means when it says, I have made you the father of many nations. Now, underline the following part. Abraham is our example and father, for in God's presence, he believed. Abraham is our example of faith. He's our example of how to receive and walk in the blessing of the Lord. He is our example and father, for in God's presence, Abraham believed. Now, point number two is this. Abraham is our example of faith and of how to receive the blessing. Abraham is our example of faith and how to receive the blessing. Now, friends, we need to study the journey of Abraham with the Lord. We need to really study to understand the relationship that he had with the Lord, his interactions with the Lord, his encounters with the Lord, because we do know that eventually, in the end, Abraham received the promise. So point number one, the blessing promise can only be realized by faith because it is a free gift from the Lord. No one can work for it. And point number two is this, Abraham is our example of faith and of how to receive the blessing of the Lord. Now, verse number 18 says, against all odds, when it looked hopeless, Abraham believed the promise. Against all odds, when it looked hopeless, Abraham believed the promise and expected God to fulfill it. Now, point number three, he believed the promise and expected God to fulfill it. You see, not only did he believe, but he believed and he put an expectation on the promise that God had given him. We call this an expectation of faith. For us to be able to walk in the blessing that we know that is ours, we spent two weeks talking about this blessing, that it rightfully belongs to us. Now, we require, like Abraham, as our example of faith, of how to receive this blessing of the Lord, we require to believe. We need to believe the word. We need to believe what is promised to us. And not only that, but we ought to expect. We ought to expect God to do it, to fulfill it. That's a demand of faith. We have to put a demand of faith on the word of God. We have to put a demand of faith on what God has promised us. Now, there must be an expectation of faith in order to receive from the Lord. Now, faith is a substance of things hoped for. Now, that means there has got to be an expectation. Faith is the substance of things that are hoped for. And in another part of scripture, it says, we ought to imitate those who through faith and patience. You see, not only faith, but those that through faith and patience received, inherited the promises. Faith and patience. There must be an expectation that we place. There must be a demand that we place on the word, that we place on the Lord, for us to be able to walk in the blessing that is rightfully ours. Now it continues to say, Abraham took God at his word. Abraham took God at his word. Abraham took God at his word, and as a result, he became the father of many nations. I love that part. He took God at his word. Now, point number four is this. Abraham believed God and believed his word. Now, it's one thing to believe in God, but it's another thing to believe God. It's possible to believe in God, but don't believe the word of God. It's one thing to believe in a person, but it's totally something different to believe the person. If you believe the person, that means you believe what they tell you. You believe their promise to you. You believe that they will keep their word. Now, you see, Abraham, not only did he believe in God, but he believed God. Now, because he believed God, he believed the word of God, and he believed that God was going to fulfill his word. He took God at his word, and as a result, you see that? Abraham, he took God at his word, and as a result, he became the father of many nations. He believed God, not just believe in God. Hallelujah. You can believe in God and be saved, and yet don't enjoy the benefits and the blessings promised us here on earth. You see, it's possible to be a believer, to be a Christian, to believe in God and be truly born again, and yet not enjoy the benefits, the fruits, the blessings that are promised us believers here on earth. Now, when you believe God, you believe what God says, and you expect God to do what God says. And such was the faith of Abraham. Abraham believed God, and he believed what God said to him. And Abraham expected God to fulfill it. He expected God to do it. And as a result, God did it. Abraham believed God, and that's why he believed against all odds. Abraham believed God, and that's why he hoped against hope. This man of God, not only did he believe in God, but this man of God, he believed God, and that's why he believed against all odds. When the odds were stacked against him, Abraham did not stop believing God. He continued to believe God. Abraham continued hoping in the Lord against all hope. He continued believing and hoping that the Lord was going to deliver to him what the Lord had promised him. And eventually, in the end, we know that the Lord delivered what he had promised to Abraham. Now, friends, what the Lord did for Abraham is exactly what the Lord is going to do for us. That's why Abraham is our example of faith. That's why we need to take some time out and study the relationship and study the walk and study the journey of Abraham with the Lord, because the blessing promise was first given to him. He's our pattern. He's our example of faith. It was given to him, and he obtained it by faith, through faith. Now, we shouldn't be like many people, like many believers. We shouldn't be there just to profess faith. We really should be there to believe God, because in the main, most believers are professing believers. They are not believing believers. We should be there not just to profess, not just to speak, not just to talk, but we should be there to attain. We should be there to receive what has been promised to us. Now, we find this in James chapter number 2, verses 18 to 20. But someone will say, "You have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works." You believe that there is one God, you do well. Even the demons believe and they tremble. Even demons, they believe in God. In fact, demons, they know that there is God. Not only do they believe in the existence of God, but even demons, they know that there is God. But do you want to know, oh foolish man, that faith without works is dead? Faith without works is dead. Professing faith and not acting on it it will not, it cannot avail anything. Now, let me put it this way. Professing believers believe and they don't act. And their faith is no better than that of demons. That's what the scripture is saying. Someone will say, I have faith. And someone will say, I have works. And someone will say, I will show you my faith by my works. And he says, the person who has faith without works, their faith is not different than that of demons, because demons also believe. They believe that there is God. They know that there is God. Now you see, friends, just believing in God, you can believe in God and be truly saved, but not be a partaker, but don't enjoy the benefits, the fruits, the blessings that are promised us who believe here on earth. And that happens when our faith is without works, when our faith is without the actions of faith. Our faith has got to be backed up by actions, and not just word and words only, but faith backed up with actions. Now, we're going to go to point number five, how to walk in the blessing. Point number five of how to walk in the blessing, James chapter number 2, let's look at 21 to 24. Was not Abraham, our father, justified by works when he offered Isaac, his son, on the altar? Do you see that faith was working together with his works, and by works faith was made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God, or the one whom God loved. Now, he says something beautiful. He says, do you see then that a man is justified by works and not by faith only? A man is justified by works and not by faith only. Why? Because faith without works cannot avail. Faith without works cannot avail. Do you see then that a man is justified by works and not by faith only? Even demons, they believe that there is a God. But you see, my friend, if our faith has got no corresponding actions of faith, that faith is as good as dead and is no better than that of the devils. Now, point number five of how to walk in the blessing is this. By faith only, without corresponding action, we cannot receive anything from God. By faith only. Abraham was not just justified by faith only, but he was justified by his faith that had works. When God had called him out to go and sacrifice his son, his only son, the son that he was promised, the son that he had waited for so long from the Lord, this man of God did not hesitate. He went up, he climbed the mountain to sacrifice his son to God. And the word of the Lord says, that justified the man of faith, justified the man of God. Why? Because his faith had corresponding actions. You see then that a man is justified by works and not by faith only. By faith only, that's point number five. By faith only, without corresponding action, we cannot receive anything from God. Those who hear the word and don't do it will not receive anything from the Lord. That's what he's saying in essence. Those who hear the word and don't do it, those who hear the word and don't do it will not receive anything from the Lord. If you believe without obedience, your faith is no better than the faith of demons. Oh, my friends, how I pray that would really apply ourselves to these things, we'll really apply our minds, meditate on these matters of the kingdom, because this is the way in which the blessing comes. This is the way, the manner in the which the blessing came to the man of faith, Abraham. Abraham, he received the blessing that the Lord had promised him. Why? Because his faith had actions. He was justified by his works and not by faith only. Point number six, Genesis 26, 16 to 18. By my faith I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this thing. Please underline that part. Because you have done this thing. This is the Lord talking to Abraham. He says, Abraham, by myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this thing. This is after Abraham had believed God and obeyed God when the Lord had told him to go and sacrifice his one and only son, Isaac, his child of promise. By myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son, blessing, I will bless you. Abraham, because you have done, blessing, I will bless you. And multiplying, I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is on the seashore. And your descendants shall possess the gate of their enemies. Verse number 18, and in your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because, and in your seed, Abraham, all the nations of the earth, they shall be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice. You have obeyed my voice, because you have done. The Lord says, because you have done this. And he says, because you have obeyed my voice. To obey is to do. To do is to obey. Point number six, faith without obedience cannot avail anything. Faith without obedience is dead. Faith without works is dead. Faith without corresponding action or actions, that faith is dead. It cannot receive anything from God. That was not the faith of Abraham. That was not the faith that received the blessing from the Lord. Faith without obedience is dead. To obey is to do. To do is to obey that which the Lord has instructed, has commanded us to do in his word. I think you would remember that Isaiah 1:19 says, if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the best of the land. God says, if you are willing and you are obedient, I will cause you, I will bless you so much that you will enjoy the best that the land has got to give, the best that the land has got to offer. But you see, there has got to be obedience. To obey is to do the word. To do the word is to obey the word. And that, my friend, is the only thing that avails, is the only thing that causes us to walk in the blessing that the Lord has promised. Let's go into James 1, 22 to 25 in the NIV. James chapter number 1, verses 22 to 25 in the NIV. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. That means, even as I'm teaching right now, if you are merely listening to the word, if that's all you're doing, it says, you are deceiving yourselves. You will keep on not getting anything, because the only thing that you do is to listen to the word. The only thing that you do is to hear the word, and you do nothing about it. Now he says, when you keep on hearing, keep on listening to the word and do nothing about it, you are but deceiving yourselves. He says, what a great deception. Now, do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Friends, nothing will ever change by accumulating knowledge of the word, by listening to sermons, to teachings, week after week, day after day, it will not help us. It will not avail anything. And this is what he says. That's what exactly the word of the Lord says. It says, Abraham was justified by his works, that is, his actions of faith, and not by faith only. It says, do you not know, oh, you foolish man, do you not know that a man is justified by his works? A man is justified by his actions, actions born of faith. In other words, we are justified by our obedience. Faith does. Faith obeys. To believe God is to obey God. To obey God is to believe God and to do what the Lord is commanding or has commanded us to do in his word. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror, and after looking at himself, he goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But whoever looks intently, now it tells you exactly the mirror is talking about is the word of God. The word of God is like a mirror that we look into. That and it says what we see in the word from the word of God, we should not go away and forget what the word of God says. Now, but whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom, that's the word of God, and not only that, but after looking into it and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it. Now, he says, we must not just listen to the word. We must not just hear the word. We must not just read the word. And after having done that, we forget what the word has said to us. But he says, we ought to continue in it, not forgetting what the word that we have heard, and we have to do what the word says. Now he says, they will be blessed in what they do. This is how the blessing comes about. The blessing of the Lord, or any promise of God, or anything from the Lord, it does not come just by us listening to the word. It does not come just by us hearing the word. It does not just come by us knowing the word, but it comes by doing the word that we listen to, doing the word that we hear, doing the word that we know, putting the word into practice. He says, in this way, then God will bless you in everything, in whatsoever that you do. Now, three object lessons quickly. Number one, don't just listen to the word. You must do what it says. Because if not, he says, you are deceiving yourselves. It's such a great deception. One cannot receive anything from the Lord unless and until they do what the word of God says. Number one is this, don't just listen to the word. You must do what the word of God says. Number two, object lesson we are getting from this scripture. Do not forget what you heard. Do not forget what you heard. What you heard, you must go and read up on it. If you're listening to the word of God that is being taught to you, that is being preached to you, you have to go and read up on that word. You need to go and study on that word. You need to go and meditate on that word. So we should be people of God. In order for us not to forget the word, we should be there to read, to study, and to meditate on the word continually. Now, friends, for us not. Now, you see, the trap is in the forgetting. But for us not to forget the word, we need to be there to read the word, to study the word, and to meditate on the word continually. That's what we ought to do in order for us not to forget the word. Why? Because the forgetting is the trap. It's what the devil, he takes advantage of. He causes us not to remember the word that we heard, the word that we heard. Now, when we don't remember the word that we heard as we live our lives or as we come across circumstances and situations, now he says we are exactly like a man who looks at himself in a mirror and soon afterwards he forgets how he looked like. So we shouldn't be there to forget the word. How do we not forget the word of God? We ought to be there to read the word, to study the word, and to meditate on the word of God continually, because this is the way in the which we can be able to walk in the blessing that we are busy talking about. And this is the third week that we're talking about the blessing of the Lord. Point number three, God will only bless you for doing the word. Please, God, there's no blessing for hearing the word, for listening to the word. God will only bless you for doing the word. The blessing comes when we do the word. The results, they come when we do the word. The fruits come when we do the word, friends. Not just believing only, but doing. We are not, man is not just justified by faith only, but by his works, the corresponding actions. What makes a difference is obeying the word. What makes the difference is doing what the word of God says. This is what he's saying. This is the way that we are able to walk in the blessing of the Lord. Because if not, if you only listen and don't do, if we only know the word and don't do, he says, we are deceiving ourselves. God is not deceiving us, but we are deceiving ourselves. The seventh point is in Romans chapter 4, verse number 19. Now he says of Abraham, and not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. Now both the body and both the bodies of Abraham and Sarah were dead. The womb of Sarah was already dead. That means they were old. She was past her childbearing age. But the word of the Lord says, and Abraham, not being weak in faith, he did not consider. Now point number seven is this. He did not consider or look at how bad the situation was. Not that he ignored the situation. Not that he ignored what he was going through. But he did not focus on it. Now, remember the word of God says we ought to focus on Jesus. We ought to focus on things above, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, not looking unto the things that we are going through, not looking unto the things that we don't have, not meditating on the things that we don't have, not meditating at our current uncomfortable situation or circumstance. He did not consider nor look at how bad his situation was. You see, my friends, we are always going to be tried. We are always going to be tested. We are always going to be tempted because of the word of God in us. And our faith is always going to pass through trying times. But you see, we must not look at the things that are trying us. We must not look at the things that are tempting us. We should forge ahead and look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Now, the Abraham, he did not consider his own body. Now, had he considered his own body, had he considered the body of Sarah, Abraham would have been discouraged and given up on the promise. This happens to all of us when we look at our situations, when we look at the thing that we don't have, when we're looking at the thing that we hope for and don't even think or believe that we might have them. You see, friends, we would be there to be discouraged and give up on the promise and give up on the word of God. You see, there's a man called Peter. He did exactly the same thing. Peter, he looked at the storm. He took his eyes off Jesus. And what happened? That man began to sink. We ought to look unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. The word of the Lord says, we do not look at the things that are seen, because the things that are seen are temporary, but we look at the things that are not seen, because the things that are not seen are eternal. We mustn't look at the things that we see. We mustn't look at the things that we feel. We mustn't consider the things that we can touch. We mustn't consider the things that we can hear, that we can smell, that we can taste. No, we look at the things that are not seen. Why? Because we walk not by sight, but we walk by faith. We don't go by what we see. We don't go by the things that we see. You see, my friend, the word of God says, faith is the evidence of things not seen. Now, here's the thing. The miracle that you're looking for, the miracle that I'm looking for is in the unseen, is not in the seen. That's why Abraham did not consider what he could see. He did not consider what he was feeling. He did not consider things as they were for him. He did not consider his set of circumstances. No, but Abraham, he looked unto God. He considered God and not what he was passing through. Why? Because the miracle is not in the thing that we can see. The miracle is not in the seen. The miracle is in the unseen. The word of the Lord says, the things that are seen are temporary, but the things that are not seen, my friend, these are the things that pertain unto God. The miracle, the supernatural, is in the unseen. Faith is the evidence of things that are not seen. Now listen to me. The blessing that we are talking about is not in the seen. The blessing we are talking about is in the unseen. So if we focus on the things that are seen, we will be unable to walk in the blessing. If we focus on the things that we feel, the thing that we're experiencing, the thing that we hear, the thing that we see, the things that we touch, the thing that we smell, the thing that we taste. You see, friends, if we dwell, we consider, we focus on those things, we will not be able to walk in the blessing. We need to take our lesson from the life of Abraham. That's exactly what Abraham did. And what happened to Abraham? He received the blessing that the Lord had promised him. This blessing is mine and yours. We too, we have to walk by faith in order to walk in the blessing of God. Romans chapter number 4, 20 to 22, we're going to point number 8 of how to walk in the blessing. Abraham never stopped believing God's promise. I love that part. Abraham never stopped believing God's promise, for he was made strong in faith to father a child. And because he was mighty in faith and convinced that God had all the power needed to fulfill his promises, Abraham glorified God. Point number 8, we should continue believing what God has promised. He says, Abraham, he never stopped believing God. He never stopped believing God. Regardless of what he was going through, he never stopped believing God. Right there is the key. He never stopped believing God. Right there is the key. We should continue believing what God has promised in spite of everything that points to the contrary. In spite of everything to the contrary, we should continue. That's point number 8. We should continue believing what God has promised in spite of everything to the contrary. And not only that, but expect God to do it. The expectation of faith that we're just talking about. And expect God to do it. Expect God to do it. Now the second part of the scripture says, so now you can see why Abraham's faith was credited to his account as righteousness before God. What is he telling us? So now you can see how Abraham received the blessing. How did he receive the blessing? He never stopped believing. That's how he received the blessing. He never stopped believing. He was made strong in faith. He was mighty in faith and was convinced. So now you can see how Abraham received the blessing. Remember, Abraham is our example, is our pattern of believing, of faith before God. And we know that this faith of Abraham is faith that avails and availeth much indeed. The last point for today is in Hebrews chapter number 6, verse 12. Hebrews 6, 12. We'll read from the TPT version of the Bible. So don't allow your hearts to grow dull or lose your enthusiasm. Now underline the following. But follow the example of those who fully received what God has promised because of their strong faith and patient endurance. But follow the example. If you want to walk in the blessing, if you want to walk in the blessing of the Lord, if you want to experience the blessing, you want the blessing to manifest in your life, this is key. He says, follow the example of those who fully received what God has promised because of their strong faith and patient endurance. Point number 9 is this. It takes strong faith, not weakness, to walk in the blessing of the Lord. Friends, it takes strong faith, not weakness, not weak faith, but strong faith in the Lord to walk in the blessing of God. That scripture we read says, Abraham, he never stopped believing God's promise. He never stopped, regardless of what he was passing through, regardless of the opposition, regardless of the hindrances that were in his way, in his path. Abraham did not stop believing God. This is how we also walk in the promise. And not only that, he says, for he was made strong in his faith. You see, Abraham was not weakened, but he was made strong. We shouldn't be weakened in our faith by our situations, by our circumstances, by how things look like. We should never be weakened, but we should be strengthened in our faith all the more. And he continues to say, and because he was mighty in faith and he was convinced. Abraham was not weak in faith, he was mighty in faith. And not only that, the word of God says, and he was convinced. It takes strong faith to walk in the blessing of God. Weakness will not do it. Weakness will not cut it. It takes stubborn faith. And such was the faith of Abraham. It takes strong, stubborn. He never stopped believing. Stubborn faith. Abraham never stopped believing. This man had stubborn faith. And the word of God says, and in the end, Abraham, he received the blessing. You see, God had promised him. He promised him land. God promised him descendants. And when as yet, he did not even have a child. God promised him blessings. And Abraham, he held for his dear life to these promises of God, to the word that the Lord had given him. He held on for dear life. He was strengthened in the faith and not weakened. And Abraham, he never stopped believing. Friends, we should never stop believing. No matter how things look like, we must not stop believing. No matter what we feel in our bodies, we must never stop believing. Even when we are sick, we must not stop believing. Even when we feel that we are sick and our bodies are giving up, we must never stop believing. Our pattern of faith is one that does not stop believing. Abraham did not stop believing. You want to walk in the benefits, you want to walk in the blessings that are promised us in Scripture that we should enjoy while we are still here on earth. You see, friend, you must not stop believing. You need to believe God. It's not good enough to believe in God, but you must believe God. Believe what God says. Believe what God has promised and expect. Expect God to fulfill it. Take God at his word. Abraham took God at his word. He built his entire life on the word that God had promised him. He built his entire life. That's taking God at his word. You place your whole life on what that word says, even before that word comes to pass. This is how we walk in the blessing. Let me recount the 9 points how to walk in the blessing again. Number one, we said the blessing can only be realized by faith. Why? Because the blessing is a free gift. That means it is unearned, undeserved, and unmerited. And point number two, Abraham is our example of faith and of how to receive the blessing. Therefore, we need to examine closely the life of Abraham, the relationship that he had with God, and not take it for granted, because he is our example. And point number three, Abraham, he believed the promise. He believed the promise of the blessing and expected God to do it, expected God to fulfill it. Now, this is the same thing that we ought to do. We must believe God and believe the word of God. We must believe God and believe the word of God. If we believe in God and don't believe the word of the Lord, we will not be able to receive what the word of God promises. And we know that God can do nothing without his word. Point number four, Abraham believed God and he believed his word. He believed God. Now, this is where I said there is a distinction between believing in God and believing God. There's a distinction believing in someone and believing someone. If you believe a person, you believe what they say. And you know, you believe in their integrity and on the integrity of what they say. Now, God's all integrity is in his word. Now, if you believe God, you believe the word of God, and that word of God shall come to pass indeed. Point number five, by faith only, without corresponding action, we cannot receive anything from God. Faith only cannot cut it. By faith only, we cannot receive anything. Why? Because faith has got to be backed up, it's got to be followed up by corresponding action. We have to put into action, to practice what we believe. We have to practice the word of God. We have to do what the word of God says. It's not good enough just to believe the word, but we have to do the word. We have to live the word. Point number six, faith without obedience is dead. Faith without works is dead. To believe is to do. Abraham believed God. He obeyed God. To obey, rather, is to do. Abraham obeyed God. And how did he obey God? He did exactly what the Lord had told him. Abraham, take now your son, your only son, and sacrifice him to me. Abraham did not just hear God, did not just listen to God, did not just believe God, but he acted on the word. He acted on that word. And this is when the Lord says to him, Abraham, because you have done this, in blessing I will bless you, and in multiplying I will multiply your descendants. Why? Because Abraham, he acted on the word. He did the word. Point number seven, Abraham did not consider or look at how bad his situation was. Now, even for us, our faith is going to be challenged. The word of God that we believe is going to be challenged. Now, if we really want to attain what has been promised to us, we must not consider our surroundings. We must not consider what we have, what we don't have. We must not consider all of these things. Abraham did not consider his own body, nor the body of Sarah, because they were too advanced in age. Both of them could not bear a child. They could not bring a child about. Point number eight, the word of the Lord says, Abraham, he never stopped believing. We too, we should continue believing what God has promised in spite of everything to the contrary. And we must expect God to do it. If you believe God, you believe the word of God, and you will wait, expecting God to do, to fulfill what God has promised. The last point, which is point number nine, it takes strong faith, not weakness, to walk in the blessing of God. It takes strong faith, not weakness. It takes stubborn faith, friends. It takes stubborn faith to walk in the blessing. Now remember, this is the blessing that the promise of the blessing was given to Abraham. And Abraham, he believed God and he withstood all the odds. The word of God says, against hope, Abraham in hope, he believed God. Even though the challenges, they come, even though the challenges also came for Abraham, but he never stopped believing. So he is our pattern. He's our example for us how to receive everything that the Lord has promised in his word. Friend, may God bless his word today. And I pray that we will not be like the people that the word of God is warning against, that we shouldn't be people that listen and don't do. We shouldn't be the people that hear and don't obey. Because he says, doing that, it is deception. We are but deceiving ourselves. So I pray that as the Holy Spirit helps us, that we'll be there not to aim to only know the word, not to aim to only hear or listen to the word, but to do the word. The Lord will grant us his grace. This concludes our trilogy of our series, The Blessing. How to walk in the blessing was the message today. And we looked the past two Sundays on the blessing of the Lord. We went at length. May God bless you as you read up on the word, as you study the word, and as you meditate on the word.